natives of this land, the Huron, the Algonquin, the Iroquois, the Sioux, the Cree, the Inuit, the Saginaw, the Mohawk, not the English, and not the French. In our sons, as in our daughters, you do not command love. Love cannot be commanded. It grows out of mutual respect and nurturance. There is nothing mutual between us but distrust and contempt. Yeah, we see thee rise, while year by year, season by season, we fall. Our life expectancy is 41 to 43 years. Our infant mortality is twice the national average. Our young adults commit suicide 6 times as often. Our elementary and secondary school participation is 12% lower than yours. 20% of our young stay in school to grade 12, not 75%. Only 1% of us go on to university. Our juvenile delinquency rate is 3 times the national average. 44% of Canada's prison inmates are Indian. 45% of our land, that's almost half of it, is relatively inaccessible or rocky and unproductive. And we don't have the money or the resources to develop much of the rest. Mercury poisoning and acid rain has made our forests and rivers weak and sick. Your hunting and fishing laws take precedence to our treaties, and so the game, which was our livelihood, has become your hobby. Half of us are unemployed. 41% of us live on welfare, compared to 3.7% of you. Less than half of our houses are properly serviced. 64% of us don't even have running water. Therefore, you will understand why our hearts are not glowing, but burning, aflame with anger, frustration, hatred, betrayal, defeat. For this northern land is neither true. There are enough illegal and ignored treaties to fill the courts for years. Treaties which were signed in the first place only because there were no real alternatives. If we had said no hundreds of years ago and refused to sign, it wouldn't have mattered. You would have taken the land anyway. We said no just a few years ago about Canada's new constitution, and it didn't matter. It was made law anyway, without our consent. Nor strong. The forests are dying. The fish are dying. We are dying from chemical poisoning and cancers. Nor free. We are bound by the Articles of the Indian Act, an act that has not been revised since 1951, an act that determines the boundaries of our reserves, boundaries that keep us in, yet do not keep you out. Oh yeah, we are free to cross these boundaries and leave the reserve, but only if we forfeit the freedom to be who we are, only if we give up our native identity. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for ourselves. We are trying to keep our land. Your God is not our God. You have imposed your religion, your beliefs, and your values, as well as your language and your law, upon us. Your God is not doing so well. For this land is not glorious and free. It is ugly, tainted with shame, as long as it continues by paternalism and prejudice to imprison, enslave, and subjugate part of its people, its natives. As long as it can call us citizens minus, as long as it denies us the right to good land and natural resources, to freedom of religion, culture, and language, and and the right to self-determination. Oh, Canada.